You know, many years ago, there was a place. Yeah, thank you. That we went to in the East Coast. And one brother said, you'll want to wait until the millennial kingdom to rule. But I want to rule now. Well, if you rule now, you won't be sitting on the throne, you'll be sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that someone who was leading the church in those days said this kind of a word? Right. You want to wait till the Lord comes to rule. I want to rule now. Not over the nations. But guess who? Over the saints in the church. Well, who else can you rule, right? It is a warning to all of us. It is a warning to all of us. We need to take the word of the Lord, who is the great heavenly high priest. As the great high priest, he is ruling over us today. But we need to take his counsel. He's not going to force you. That's why he said, I counsel you. He will not force you. The Lord will never force anyone. In my whole Christian life, the Lord never forced me. Mm-hmm. Right? But that we will come to him instead of him just all the time coming to us. We are inside and he is outside knocking at the door. So may the Lord have mercy on all of us. Yeah. We all need to learn. Amen. We need such a great high priest walking in the midst of the golden lampstands.
Amen. Yeah.
And all these churches, you can see, don't think we will not be like that. Look at the history of the churches. 2,000 years of history. The Lord already showed us what happened. And history always repeats itself until this very day. Right. So we are not any better than those churches. We are subject to fall anytime. And this is why the last church is not the church in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have just stopped there.
Yeah.
Right? After the message of Philadelphia, it's so good to stop there and we all go home. But the Lord didn't stop there because none of the churches that I knew before, including ourselves, we stopped there. It doesn't mean that we had never experienced the taste of the church in Philadelphia. We had. But it didn't last very long. Really, it didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we're all the time, this possibility of becoming Laodicea. This is why the last church is not a church in Philadelphia. If you would write a book, the last chapter will not be Laodicea. No? I would certainly love to end with a church in Philadelphia, wouldn't you? We should have stopped there. After Stefan shared. And then we all go home and... Many would be, and I hope we will not be. But we are in danger.
Right.
We're really in danger.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot trust ourselves because we still have the flesh with us.
Right. Yeah.
You always love the Lord with your whole heart. Why not? But not that you never had such a love for the Lord, right?
Right.
But why didn't you stay there?
The flesh interferes.
That's right. So we all need the warning of Laodicea.
Mm-hmm.
And this is always a danger when you think you know so much. I know the Bible, right? And I have so much experience. And this is what happened to Laodicea. Oh, yeah, I've read Revelation so many times, I can't even count how many times, so don't need to read it again. Well, I became Laodicea.
Mm.
Right. So we need this last epistle.
Yeah.
The Lord knows, that's why he puts it there. I haven't seen really the last 60 years of my life. I have not seen any church remaining in the best condition. Right. Mary and I, we were in LA how many years ago? 68 to 71. How many years was that? 68 to 71. Let us say 70 until today. How many years? 50-some years. That good condition did not stay very long. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. That Philadelphia condition did not remain very long. Right. In 1971, we were in the peak. It was a wonderful church life. It was paradise. It was so hard for me to leave and go to Europe in those years. How can I leave the paradise of God with a tree of life? But it was so quick in 1975, the whole situation was down in the valley, from the peak to the valley of the shadow of death. It was that fast. Right. So don't think, okay, our condition is good today. It's hard to maintain. This is why the Lord says, hold fast. And to hold fast means keep going, because that's not the end yet. I appreciate the word. You're not just holding fast to something, okay, I'm going to stay in that point, right? No, you can't. Can you hold fast? How old are you? You're about 30, I assume. Hold that fast. Just stay 30 years old. You cannot. The way to hold fast is to keep going. Don't stop. Don't look back. Forget the things that are behind. Remember what Paul says, not that I've already attained, as long as the Lord has not come back yet. That means you're not ready. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. Right. Every day is a wonderful opportunity to prepare. Or do you think you're already fully qualified? to sit with him on his throne when he comes back. If not, then you need to go on. Not that I have already attained, nor already perfected. That's why Paul advised us to forget the things that are behind and stretch forward, pursue the things that are ahead, right? To gain the prize. Otherwise, you will lose your crown. Someone is always there to steal it. You got the greatest thief on earth in this whole universe. The thief comes to steal. To steal what? Not the junk, but the most precious thing you have. So let's all encourage one another to press on. To press on towards a goal. This is what Philippians chapter 3 says. And Paul says, if you think otherwise, it's okay. You have the choice to think whatever you like. Right. But God will also show you the same thing, the way. There's only one rule to keep going. To keep going. Right. Amen. We still all have a lot to learn, and the time is so short. Praise the Lord for the last epistle.
Amen.
It's very important. It's very important. Amen. Okay.
Amen.